So this chapter on language talks about both how boys use language in the writing and how our language impacts the boys as we talk with them. So to begin with, language issues instantly arise when we read boys' writing and must make a snap judgment about what is acceptable. This is just talking about when boys are speaking possibly with curse words or in negative language that might be upsetting to us or others. So it's just, we have to create in our classroom, yes, a safe environment, but we also have to consider what language we deem appropriate and what we consider to be allowed in their writing. And we just have to be willing to address this with our students. And also we have to consider freedom in writing and that this is an expression of who they are as writers. So we just need to find a balance between those. And also boys write to entertain and language is a part of that. So we need to consider how their language is written to, in some cases, be humorous. In some cases, they use their language to entertain their readers. So we just have to understand who they're writing for in their audience and just have discussions with boys discussing this. And also, when we're talking about our own language with boys, our words matter too. They stick with our students, so we need to watch ourselves pretty carefully just because it's so easy to crush a student with your words and you may not even realize you did it, and it's something that might stick with them for years. So that's a very large responsibility, and so we just need to approach our students with a growth mindset and a willingness to watch our own selves or even change our own way of speaking to be the best way to reach our students.